In the name of Jesus.
Father, on this morning, Father, I come, God. We come, Father, to lift you up, God. You are the Most High, God. Father, there is nobody like you, God, in all the earth, Father. Father, you are our sovereign King, God. You are the eternal one, Father. You are the uncreated one, Father. And we praise your name on this morning, Father. We just come, Father, with a heart full of gratitude, just thanking you, just saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the air that's in our lungs, Father, that we're able to breathe, God, that we woke up this morning, Father, that we have another day, God, to experience your grace, your love, your mercy, your kindness towards us, Father. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that the sun, Father, would shine on us all as we go throughout today. Father, we just lift you up. We lift up your name, Father. We exalt you on Most High. Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Father, you are the beginning and the end. There is none like you. Father, we thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. On this morning, we say that we love you. With our whole hearts, Father, we say, God, that we love you. That is our confession. We love you. We are grateful, Father. If you never do another thing for us, Father, you have done enough in our lives for us to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our resource. Thank you for every provision. Thank you for just being who you are. Thank you for your redeeming power. Thank you for restoration, God. Thank you for reconciliation. Father, thank you, God, for every attribute that flows, God, from your throne room. Father, we thank you. We lift you up on this morning. We exalt your mighty name. Father, you are mighty. You are great, Father. Thank you, Father. We just take a moment just to say Thank you. As I was preparing for this morning, one of the word that God gave me was concerning generations, because he has been faithful through the ages and will continue to do so. But there is a work that we must do as the church, as believers, as kingdom citizens. There is a part, a very integral part that we play in this. So the scripture is Genesis 1 and 28, which basically is the first mandate to be fruitful and to multiply. And so from the very beginning, God's design was increase through reproduction, not addition, but multiplication. There's a difference between addition versus multiplication. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me speak up. Hold on 1 second. Okay, is this better? Can you all hear me a little louder now? All right. Okay, so as I was in prayer this morning, the thing that God gave me was generations and our role as the church as it relates to what he wants to do and how he wants to continue to establish his generational blessings. So the scripture is Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 28, which is basically the very first mandate that God gave us, which is to be fruitful and to multiply. So I was explaining that from the very beginning, God's design was increase through reproduction, not addition, but multiplication. This establishes duplication as a divine order. So it is a divine order that we duplicate and that we multiply in the earth. What are we multiplying? What God has given us through the Holy Spirit, through his Son, right? So Genesis 1, 11 through 12 speaks of seeds yielding according to its kind. So what we carry reproduces after our nature. Our nature should be of Christ, because we are made in his image. That is what we are reproducing in the earth. He's reproducing through us. We are an extension in the earth of the kingdom. Righteousness seed produces righteous fruit. Faith produces faith. So on and so forth. The next scripture that he gave me was Psalms 1 in chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Remember, seed after its own kind. So if we are to multiply, that means that we can, I'm using the analogy of the tree. So trees are planted. They're not random. They have intentional positioning. In this scripture, the rivers of water are a constant supply, not occasional rain. So the righteous person draws from a steady spiritual source. Their strength doesn't depend on circumstances. It depends on connection. The leaves represent vitality and outward health, meaning under pressure, there is endurance. There may be heat, but not collapse. This also echoes the book of Jeremiah 17 and 8, where the tree does not fear when the heat comes. So to prosper in this scripture means to advance and to succeed according to God's design, to flourish. yesterday, Apostle talked about this month being a month where God strengthens the roots, where the work that is being done is like unseen as we were going through the ordinations. And so even when it comes to the tree and the reproduction, God is saying, like, we have a steady source. He is that source. And so when we talk about Genesis and the reproduction and the mandate to multiply, we are to make disciples. Matthew 28:19-20 says, go therefore and make disciples. Jesus didn't say gather followers on Instagram, you know, just for the sake. He said to make disciples who then make disciples. That is the spiritual duplication. That is how legacy is built. That is the impact throughout generations if we all make disciples. And so let us pray. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will reproduce your character within us, Lord, that we yield our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls to the leading, Father, of the Holy Spirit, that we hearken our ears, Father, to none other than your voice. Father, I pray, God, that the voice of the enemy, God, would be shut and closed in the lives of your believers, that everything that will cause, God, your people to go astray, to go astray or to not heed or hearken your voice, God, will be removed, Father. Lord, that you will identify every area in our soul, Father, that needs healing, Father, that you would identify, Lord, those areas, God, that where we have been disobedient. Father, bring us back to our first love, Father, which is you, Father. Touch every heart, Father. Mend every broken place, God, on this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, that your love, Father, would permeate, but that your people will have an encounter, God, with your love like never before. So that you will go into every home, God, and wrap every person and engulf them with your love. Every hard place, God, in our hearts, Father, I pray, God, that you will soften on this morning. Father, we ask you to come into our hearts. We don't resist you in these moments, but we ask you to come into our hearts, Father, to do the work that only you can do, Father. We hearken our ears, God. We open ourselves to receive you, to receive the more of you, God. Stretch and expand our capacity, God, for you, to carry the weight of your glory, Father, to walk with you, God, through every trial, Father. Lord, that we will have roots, that we will be like trees planted by the source of your streams, Father. That through every season, God, we would turn and lean and trust you. God, we say on this morning that we trust you, that we trust you with our heart, God. We trust you with our minds. We trust you with our lives, God. Because everything that concerns us, Father, is a concern to you because we are on your heart. You care for us. You love us. And Father, we just take a moment to acknowledge your love that has been there from the very beginning. As we look throughout our lives, we can see that your grace and your mercy has always abounded in our lives. Even when we didn't deserve it, Father, you were there. You were there to pick us up, God. Through every situation, Father, you have picked us up. You have made a way. You have given us a way of escape from every temptation, Father. And we thank you on this morning for it. Help us in our character. Help us to be rooted in you, God, so that we are anchored in you. As we go throughout our days, let us remember, Father, that we are anchored in you, which means that we have a strong foundation. Father, heal any issues that may be at the root of our lives, at the root of our spirits, or at our souls, Father, so that as we grow, Father, we grow in a healthy way. God, renew our spirits on this morning, Father. Lord, would you blow on us again, blow on us afresh, Father. Would you pour out your spirit upon us today, Father. Lord, I thank you this morning for the refreshing, God, for the renewing that you are even doing within us now. Because we are like a tree planted by your stream, Father. Our spirits are the strongest part of us. And as we say that, we don't take that lightly. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, God, that you have left with us, the Comforter. God, I thank you for the faith, God, that is rising in your people today. I thank you for we are going from glory to glory, God, in faith to faith. You are the gardener of our lives. Just as you cause the sap to rise in the trees before anyone can see the fruit, cause your life to rise in us this morning. In the seasons where we may be experiencing hidden growth, strengthen our roots. Root us deeper in your word, deeper in your love, deeper in your purpose. Prune what is not bearing fruit. We submit, God, to the pruning. We want the growth, God, but we also first must submit to your pruning. Father, I pray that you will water every dry place in the hearts, minds, and the spirits of every believer. I pray, God, that you would awaken what has been dormant in our lives. The parts of you that you desire to express to your people that we have been resistant to. I pray that this morning we will be open to the new thing that you desire to do in and through us. God, make us like trees planted by the living waters, steadfast, fruitful, and flourishing in every season. Let our lives produce fruit that glorifies you and blesses others. I declare, God, that we are rooted and grounded in you. That growth is happening even when we cannot see it. That what you have planted in us will bear fruit in this appointed time. That we are entering a season of renewal and divine increase. And that our roots are going deeper and our branches will stretch wide. Father, I pray, God, that every hearer of your word will be open to what you are saying as you are speaking to us during this time, as you are calling us to be rooted in you, to be grounded, to be firm, to walk in by faith and not by sight, knowing that you are our source, knowing that you desire for us to be able to stand tall, that we are connected to the vine. But I pray, Lord, that nothing will be able to snatch us, God, from your hand. Nothing can snatch us from your hand. We thank you this morning, Father, for the reviving that you're doing in us. For every dry place, God, that you are watering even now. Even as we sit, I pray, Lord, that as we spend quiet time with you, God, that you will renew our souls on this morning, that you will pour your spirit out upon us anew. Father, I thank you for this time of refreshing, this time of renewal. Father, as we sit before you, we experience your love, your shalom, your peace. I pray that the peace of God will rest on every home, every mind, every heart on this morning. Lord, let your peace, God, begin to just flow now. In the name of Jesus, come every storm, God, I thank you for the authority, God, that you have given us, God, to speak, God, to the winds, Father, the storms of our lives, and apply the blood of Jesus, and apply your word. God, you are calling even some of us now to get out of the boat and to walk on water. To just put our trust, God, in you like never before, Father. Whatever seems impossible is not impossible with God. All things are possible with God. If we would just have the faith, God, to take the first step, we'll see that he'll never let us fall. He will never let you fall. Whatever that thing is that you're not trusting, God, God is saying, take the first step. He's waiting on you. Whether it's a business idea, whatever that thing is, give it over to God. Father, we thank you, God, for this time that you have given us, God, to sup with you, God, to commune with you, to sit at your feet, to hearken our hearts, our ears, our souls, our spirits to you, to come and to bring us into a greater and a deeper alignment as you desire for us to be rooted in you, to be rooted in truth, to be rooted in faith, so that we can multiply and make disciples, because this is our kingdom mandate. As we go throughout this day, Father, let us remember one of the very first mandates that you have given us as your people, which is to be fruitful and to multiply. In Jesus' name, amen. At this moment, if there is anyone whom God has spoken to him this morning, any of the apostles and prophets, or anyone that desires to come forth, you may do so at this time.
Grace and peace. This is Pastor Cam. I thank you for this time of intercession today. Literally, last night before I went to bed and I was in my time of prayer, this is exactly where the Lord led me. So I'm like, man, God, you really are one voice, but you're just further reinforcing that to allow our roots to run deep so that his peace can truly become an atmosphere of what we carry with us. Just that knowing that you can trust, walk on the water, come with me, you can trust me. And so sometimes we get comfortable with just being in the boat, and that was where God was had me last night. But step out and walk with me. And so I thank you. I'm literally just smiling because I'm like, God, you really was reinforcing that in me this morning even more. So thank you so much, Prophet Shan, for leading prayer this morning. God bless you.
Now, God is certainly one voice. Will there be another?
Peace and peace, this is Apostle Fash. I just want to thank you for the breakdown of the word. It was powerful. The entire breakdown of the words, I thank you for your obedience, and I just want to say that I agree with God today.
Yes, thank you. We agree with God. I felt that. We agree with God. Will there be another?
Good
well,
morning.
Thank you
Good
all
morning.
So much.
Good
Go
morning.
Ahead,
can you hear me? Yes, this is Apostle Ava. On this morning, good morning to everyone. Good morning to you, Prophet Shan. Thank you so much for the word, the reiteration of God's word on this morning. I love when God repeats himself. I love when God begins to there's always a reason why God reiterates something. And although it may seem redundant, it's kind of like, you know, the child that the parent keeps telling them the same thing over and over. The child is like, why does my mom or my dad or both of my parents keep saying the same thing over and over and over again? Because they don't want you to forget. The reminder is always there. Hey, continue to be steadfast. Hey, continue to be trustworthy. Hey, continue to be honest, you know, of good report, you know, just and you remember that as you travel down your journey, there'll be moments that you need to be reminded of what God said. You need to be reminded. You'll be in a situation and you'll be reminded, or you'll hear the voice of God, or you'll hear the voice of your mother just reiterating or saying, or you'll need that wisdom in that moment. And so it is so important for us to be reminded of what God said. And that's what I was, when you were talking on this morning, it was just like, remember what I said. Remember, don't forget what I said, because there are going to come moments in your life, even on today, there may come a time that you need to be reminded. You may be in a situation that will push you to no end, and you need to be reminded of what the Lord said so you don't make an unwise decision. So I want to just say thank you on this morning to the Lord, and also to you for being sensitive to what the Lord is reiterating to us in this time that he has us in. And I also want to thank God on today for yesterday. I want to thank God for that Moedim that we are in. We're in right now. We're still in it. This holy moment that God has given us, I want to thank God for it. I've been basking in it since yesterday. Yeah, actually since Saturday. You know, I really felt the presence of the Lord even before Sunday came. You can feel the descending of heaven in a way, a dispensing of heaven in a way that was different than the Sunday before that. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord would, that he would be with us, you know, that he would want, that he would show us in a tangible way that he really is with us. We are a mighty nation, and I'm just so glad to be connected to each and every one of you. So thank you for allowing me to share.
So much, Apostle. And I second everything you have said. Yesterday was amazing. If you've been tracking with us, we are doing 60 for 60. So we are here every morning at 5 a.m. We are here on the line again at noon. And then in the evening, we have our personal time of prayer for another 20 minutes. 20 minutes at 5 on the line, 20 minutes at noon on the line, and 20 minutes in our personal prayer time. So if there's, I just want to open it one more time. If there's anyone else who would like to share, you can come forth now. If not, we'll release the line. All righty. Thank you all so much.
One more. Let me give you an announcement, please. Let me give an announcement before you release the line. for many of you that are here on today, most of you already know that you are able to access the recordings on our website. We are working on, I know some of you may have gone on and you haven't been able to access the website. We're working behind the scenes to get that up and running today. So if you go there, if you're there and you haven't been on the website and you go on and you're wondering, oh, I can't be able to access the website, we are working behind the scenes to get that up and running. So it will be up this week. So I just wanted to let you all know that we are recording these every day at 5 a.m. every day at 12 noon, we do record, and you're able to access those recordings on our website. Right now, our website is down, but we are working to get that back up today. Okay, I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Thank you so much, Apostle. All right, so please join us again today at noon. We'll be right here back on the line at 12 noon. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.